Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The House of Pain. I just like thinking about it. And this has got to be painful. Back in 2010, when I broke into radio and I was on a local station, I heard about this thing called Fast and Furious. And I've always been a Second Amendment kind of guy, but even though I was just doing straight up political talk, I wanted to give this some attention. So I've been talking about this now for going on 5 years. And it was always, you know, we've always known what it was about, but with this latest document dump that they've done concerning all of this, and, you know, this is sort of flown underneath the radar, what they're finding out with the documents they're going through, what with the all the protests and the anti-police sentiment and Christmas and everything else. I always suspected this was a means to impose more gun control. Plain and simple. They never intended to track guns. They had ATF officers on site watching guns going down the road, and they would say, "Can we go catch them?" And they would say, "No." Well, the new documents that they've gotten their hands on confirm that the conspiracy led to the highest reaches of Holder's Justice Department, and the operation was used as part of an assault on the Second Amendment by extremist liberals. And there's one smoking gun in these documents that proves the complicity of the Department of Justice in using Fast and Furious to erode your Second Amendment right. It comes from an internal ATF document, Public Affairs Talking Points Memorandum, in which the ATF acknowledges they were using Fast and Furious to further public policy aims on gun control. These cases demonstrate the ongoing trafficking of firearms by Mexican DTOs and other associated groups operating in Arizona, and the need for reporting of multiple sales of certain types of rifles in order to ferret out those intent on providing firearms to these criminal groups. Now, never mind that the gun stores were calling the ATF and the FBI about this. And never mind that the ATF agents were saying, "Why are we doing this?" Never mind all that. They wanted to ferret out those intent on providing firearms to these criminal groups. Now, the ATF wasn't planning on mentioning just where these guns were going or coming from, because why spoil a good story with some very illegal facts? Because they were manufacturing crime, you see. This document release also proves that the ATF higher-ups were also briefed on the operation. It proves that ATF headquarters in Washington knew all too well that the weapons were making it into the hands of the Mexican drug cartels, primarily the Sinaloas, the good, warm, and fuzzy ones. They write, the ATF, the memorandum, the firearms are then being trafficked into Mexico using non-factory compartments in various vehicles through various ports of entry in Arizona and Texas. Since the ATF case was initiated, agents have identified approximately 27 straw purchasers who have purchased a large amount of AK-47 style rifles and pistols from various FFLs in the Phoenix metropolitan area and Prescott, Arizona since September 2009. Now note the part of the "are then being trafficked" in the first paragraph. The present tense is the giveaway. It indicates that the operation was ongoing and the higher-ups in Washington were aware of it. Now, it's very hard to keep up with the Obama administration scandals without a scorecard, a calculator, and a variable speed cordless reversible drill. I mean, there's just that many of them. But it would be really nice to have the mainstream media pick this up. But, alas, we have PlayStation hacks. We have a Seth Rogen movie. And that's all that's going on if you go by CNN. If these guys were Republicans, if everybody involved in this were Republicans, some of these guys would already be serving time. And they should be. They aided and abetted murder. It's bad enough that two Border Patrol agents got killed. That's horrible. But they aided and abetted in, we don't know how many murders. They keep saying 300 murders of Mexican civilians. How do we know that? How has that not changed in the 5 years that we've been talking about this all together? And no, this was not an extension of Operation Wide Receivers. I know the FFL who supplied all the guns for Operation Wide Receiver. And I know that that operation terminated before Obama came in. It effectively terminated. There was one guy supplying the guns. And they hung him out to dry. He thought he was doing, he thought it was doing his country a service, trying to help fight crime. His ATF handlers left him dangling out there in the wind. So this was not a botched guns thing. This was a conspiracy. This was a conspiracy to create crime. And then out of that crime to arise, it's Cloward and Piven. It is Cloward and Piven. It's Alinskyite. It's whatever you want to call it. Now, I don't know if in the Saul Alinsky rules for radicals, if he gets out there and says, where there is no crime, create crime, then make legislation to fight that crime. I don't know if that was ever articulated, because I've never read the guy's book, because I'm not a radical. But they went out there. And it's one thing to create crime. Okay, like gun trafficking and stuff like that, which the ATF specializes in. It is quite another thing to aid and abet murder. And they have done this. The ATF has done this. The ATF should be cleaned out. They should go start at the top of the ATF. Start with B. Todd Jones, I think his name is. He's out, and just keep going down and just clean out every floor of that until they get down to the guy mopping the floors. And maybe he wasn't complicit. All of the officers that were trying to run a on-the-ground operation and actually intercept and interdict all of this stuff, maybe keep them on. Maybe let them run it. But all of these bureaucrats, it's just numbers. To them, this was a chessboard. And they started playing a game with people's lives, and people's lives were lost in their goal to subjugate your rights. Looking for that next toehold on the mountain as they climb the mountain. We can't operate that way. We can no longer have that kind of thing going on. With that kind of thing going on, when you get out there and you look at it, doesn't that, for all of the conspiracy theories and everything out there, doesn't that sort of give that teeth? Doesn't that make you go, makes me go, hmm. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I've never mentioned this before, but I'm going to before we get into our next festive dissemination of information. At Genesis Communications now, if you go to the website, there is a tab that says Community. And in that community, you can click on that tab and go down to the shows you listen to at Genesis Communications and give what you think about the show. And I have a listing there. And I invite all of you to go to GCNLive.com, click on the community tab, and let me know what you think. Because I'll be able to check that. I want to check that. I want to see. I've got some emails from some people recently. I'm glad you're enjoying it. But, you know, give me a little input. Could you? Would you? Maybe. GCNLive.com. Click on the community tab. Page, it's alphabetical, so I'm somewhere down there in the middle. Coming from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, they have come up with a list for the top 10 anti-gunners for 2014. Well, of course, number one is Little Big Gulp. Michael Bloomberg, spending money left, right, and center. Most of his enterprises, the only enterprise where he actually stopped crime had nothing to do with gun control, but was an economic, a microeconomic stimulus in New Orleans. He actually did that and did it well. Everything else, well, he's throwing money around trying to subjugate your rights while he's surrounded by the Baby Huey squad. Then the other nine, Paul Allen, the billionaire co-founder of Microsoft and principal owner of the Seattle Seahawks and the Portland Trailblazers, he entered into the fray with I-594 in Washington State to the tune of $500,000. Steve Ballmer, another Microsoft alum and owner of the L.A. Clippers, who added more than $1 million to the I-594 effort. Most of these guys that are, a lot of these guys entered via I-594. Hillary Clinton, the presumptive 2016 Democratic nominee for president. Who knows why? She suggested earlier this year that we gun owners terrorize people by vigorously defending the Second Amendment. She also supports the UN, the unratified UN Arms Trade Treaty. Andrew Cuomo, aided and abetted in holding the governor's office by his pal Chris Christie, who wants to be president and a Republican nominee. This is the primary champion of the SAFE Act in New York State, which is also not only responsible for taking a lot of New Yorkers' rights away from them and making everything perilous for them, it's also responsible for job losses in addition to penalizing every gun owner in the state. Remington, the Ilion, New York manufacturing site, the longest-running manufacturing facility in the United States, which should, you know, it should actually be a museum, is in jeopardy because of the SAFE Act. Rahm Emanuel, mayor of New York, mayor of Chicago, stubbornly, at every chance they get, resisting, ordered by judges and justices to give up on their anti-gun regime, still pushing. He lets a little light of day in, and gosh, crime starts to drop in Chicago. Golly, Rahm, how wrong can you be? Bill Gates, the main Microsoft co-founder, he also entered into the roll call as he entered into I-594 with $1 million. Nick Hanauer, not quite so well known, Seattle area billionaire who launched the I-94 gun control campaign and poured more than $1 million into it. This is the idiot that he tried to exploit the Pilchuck High School tragedy by sarcastically suggesting that we need more school shootings in order for this agenda to go forward. He's basically saying that we need more people to die so we can get these idiots to understand that we just want to make it safer for ourselves by banning, I mean, safer for the public at large by banning guns. Eric Holder, the outgoing attorney general, who should be outgoing doing the ankle chain shuffle in the flip-flops, but no, we know about what you did with Fast and Furious. Thank you very much. Shannon Watts, I've never seen a vacuum contained by skin before. I've never seen a conflation of data. I've never seen an idiotic meme perpetuated by one vapid person more than Shannon Watts can do it. But there is also a dishonorable mention as well. There's Terry McAuliffe, carpetbagging governor out of Virginia, who's now trying to resurrect gun control in Virginia when there's no need. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, both pushing gun control agendas, both driving businesses and jobs out of the state. California Attorney General Kamala Harris, the best-looking attorney general in the United States, keeps entering into things after all of the anti-gun stuff. Every time they bump up against something, it gets tossed, and she just keeps coming. CNN commentator Piers Morgan, he continues his anti-gun rhetoric despite the fact that it got him fired. Gerald Inslee, I talked about him earlier this fall. This is the Tallahassee Democratic columnist who wrote in November that handguns and semi-automatic modern sporting rifles should be banned and the Second Amendment should be repealed. And former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who wrote earlier this year that he would like to see the Second Amendment changed to confine the right to keep and bear arms to people serving in the military and the state militia, which I have enrolled in both. Some people should just stay retired. That's not everybody, to be sure. It's interesting who is omitted from this list, because you don't see anybody from the Brady campaign out there. You don't see anybody from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the Violence Policy Center. Gabrielle Giffords is not on this list. They've got a bunch of donors on here. I would be listing every one of these members of these anti-gun organizations. But, you know, I didn't compile the list. Gabrielle Giffords and Mark Kelly, you would be on my list. Oh, yes, you would. The Josh brothers, Sugarman and Horowitz, you guys would be on my list. Dan Gross, you would be on my list. You would be on my list. David Gregory, you would be on my list, even though you're out of a job, too. All of you guys would be on my list. I wouldn't stop at the top 10. I wouldn't stop at the top 10. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Just a little PSA, if you will. We're going to talk about another PSA in just a second, but a little PSA about the show for some of you like Desert Eagle who've been saying, we used to listen to your show and your bump music had that heavy metal song in it. I think sometime next week all the bumps are going to change over to, well, not new music, but you haven't been hearing it lately here. And Dan Felder's classic heavy metal will be involved in that. So that's coming up very soon. Over at the Dummington Post, there's a guy, I think his name is Mike Messier, who calls himself the Mike the Gun Guy. And he's a writer for the Dummington Post. And he wrote a little missive about the piece, the PSA, the supposed PSA, the supposed public service announcement, created by Sleeper 13 Productions and Regina Sinsic. Praising it. Now, I can't do him justice. So I'm going to read you Mr. Messier's post as much as I can, verbatim. Let him tell you what he thinks of this PSA. There's a new video floating around the internet called Gun Violence PSA that's making quite a stir. Created by Regina Sinzik, it follows a teenage boy who takes an unloaded pistol out of his mother's bureau drawer, slips it into his backpack, walks into his class at school where there are no other kids in the room, plops the gun down on the teacher's desk, and says, "I don't feel safe with this at home," and that's it. From viewer reactions, you would think that the NRA had posted a video telling gun owners to turn in all their guns. I had never seen such vitriol, such anger, and such cheap and snarky comments directed at any statement about gun ownership, and once the hoi polloi weighed in with their usual invectives, the pro-gun propaganda media known as the Washington Times came forth with their usual nonsensical conclusion that the video encourages children to commit crimes, such as stealing the gun and then taking the weapon onto school property. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which is the other website belonging to the successful mail order company known as the Second Amendment Foundation, declared that the video depicted six or perhaps seven different crimes. Know what crime wasn't depicted in the video? The crime that would have occurred if that same kid had taken his mother's gun to school, walked into the classroom, and opened fire at other students and adults. How do you think that Jalen Freiberg got his hands on the gun he used to kill four students at Marysville High School on October 24th? And it really didn't matter how many other crimes Freiberg committed that day in order to bring the gun into school, because after shooting the four other kids, he then used the gun to kill himself. This PSA video has provoked such an intense reaction from the pro-gun community because it strikes directly at their most sacred cow, namely the idea that guns in homes make us more safe. The gun industry has been tirelessly promoting this crap for the last 20 years, ever since they noticed that the traditional reason for owning guns, sports shooting and hunting, we're beginning to fade away. But if you can make people believe that the protection afforded by a gun far outweighs the risk of that weapon lying around, you've created a new and unending market for guns. Let's take a minute and look at some of the numbers about whether guns really keep us safe from violent crime. The gun industry loves to tout the fact that there's been a 50% increase in gun sales while violent crime has declined by about the same amount over the last 20 years. The only problem with this bromide is that 95% of the decline took place between 1994 and 2003, while the number of guns bought by civilians began to show major increases after 2004. If that argument doesn't work, let's try another one. According to the FBI, the number of felonies that was prevented by what is known as justifiable homicide using a gun runs around 225 per year. Meanwhile, the number of non-justifiable gun homicides sits above 10,000 annually. That's quite a safety record for guns, right? As for using a gun to prevent a crime, the NRA publishes a listing of such events on its Armed Citizen website, and the numbers run between 60 to 75 per year. I happen to think that the Stop Gun Violence is the best gun PSA I've ever seen. It says what we all know, namely that a gun in the home is a safety risk, and an unlocked gun is a much greater risk. I noticed that all the critics who were busily counting up the felonies depicted in the film forgot to mention that in most states, leaving an unlocked gun around is not a crime at all. Shouldn't we be talking about that issue rather than attempting to discredit a teenage boy who showed a lot more common sense than the owner of that gun? Well, Mike, here's a few things for you to chew on. You short-sighted, pus-filled sack of bile. First of all, the child depicted in that, if a gun is detected, that child is going to go through a world of hurt. No matter what his intentions are, he's going to go through a world of hurt. We've seen instances now where two kids with toy guns have been killed almost instantly because children don't know how to respond to commands from cops. I'm sure that an alternative editing to that PSA would not have had any place in that when he showed the gun and he got gunned down. I'm sure that would have no place in it. Item number two, it is against the law to steal a gun. It is against the law. It's against the law to take a gun on school property, especially when you're a child. A child shouldn't be having that. A child is not capable of making any sort of informed decision based upon what is and isn't safe. And my most, you know, when I hear people like this saying these things, I think about that story of that realtor, that female realtor that went and showed a house, whose last moments on this earth had to be terrifying because she was unarmed. She was unarmed because she didn't carry a gun. That's why she was unarmed. Not because law kept her from doing it. She just didn't think about it. And maybe she wasn't thinking about it in those last terrifying moments. But whenever I hear about an innocent life snuffed out because of that disparity of force that is present, and I hear yahoos like Mike the Gun Guy getting out there and saying that this is a smoking hot idea to encourage our children to steal from their parents and take a gun where it has no business going in the hands of a child, I think about those kind of things. I think about all the times that people have entered schools, and I think about all the times that people walk into stores, and I think about all the times that people walk around daily, and I think about the people that are unknown walking about them carrying a gun. Just the other day, there was a picture put up of a guy that intercepted a guy that was beating a woman, beating her to death almost in a car. He draws his weapon on that guy and puts him on the, didn't shoot him, got him on the ground until the police arrived. I think about that minister who had the kid breaking into his house and he stopped him with a gun. I don't know where you get calling yourself a gun guy. What do you think guns are for? And by the way, big shout out to Chuck C. Sport shooting is in full swing, and Chuck C is going to bring me some of the little girl, three gunners. Oh my, sport shooting is on the up and up. So, don't call yourself the gun guy. Call yourself the anti-gun guy. I don't care if you're anti-gun. But don't get out there and there's way too many of us doing too good of a job on a daily basis for you to get out there and denigrate it too much. Then you come off looking like an idiot, which, quite honestly, I don't see how you don't come off looking like an idiot. But enjoy that while you sit around and everything's popping around your head as everything escapes from your body. The gun guy. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming out of the LA Times. there was this headline. America needs to study the enemy within. This was on an op-ed. Now, for most people that pay attention to things, this would be the time where you go, who's that? And although he doesn't come out and say it, here we have Pulitzer Prize winning UCLA geography professor Jared Diamond writing about this. It turns out that the enemy within in the United States today is me and you. He warms up with a cautionary tale of Chile's disastrous de-evolution into a military dictatorship, and then he draws a parallel with modern-day America. He writes, should we worry about possible parallels between Chile in 1968 and the USA today? Like Chileans before and under Allende, we have become stuck in political gridlock. Our citizens are split by deep disagreements about basic economic, social, and political issues, including government interventions, immigration, investment in education and infrastructure, and inequality of income and opportunity. Our economy is decidedly sluggish. Meanwhile, our politicians have been increasingly unwilling or unable to craft compromises. The most recent Congress passed fewer laws than any Congress in decades. Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill couldn't even agree on matters that should have been non-controversial, such as funding the Federal Aviation Administration and confirming the nomination of judges and second-level government officers. And American democracy is being eroded by partisan measures aimed at preventing registration or voting by citizens likely to prefer the other party, and by massive distortion of elections by big money. Well, you know, that's happening on both sides. The reason the Congress is a do-nothing Congress is because in the Senate, Harry Reid has got a pile of stuff in his inbox that he hasn't even talked about. I don't know where the parallel between Chile in 1968 and the United States. Was Chile, like, really prosperous in 1968? Were people flocking to Chile? Were they, do they have basic economic and social and political issues? It's amazing that this educated dude spectacularly fails to understand that America's founding fathers set up our political system to create gridlock, to limit government power. Specifically, the scope and the scale and the speed of government intervention in citizens' lives. The idea that politicians should be all marching towards progress, opposing principles be damned, is exactly what our system is designed not to do. Now, when you speak of balance of power, you have to understand one thing about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is an integral part of the United States political system. It's an integral part of the checks and balances and limitations of the government. That's why it's there. Congress enacted the Second Amendment protection against government regulation as a bulwark against government tyranny. Freedom's final redoubt. Not to ensure hunting rights. Not to go sport shooting. Not to collect a bunch of fine old pieces that were made like Swiss clocks that you only look at and dust. According to Mr. Diamond, the right to keep and bear arms enables the very thing it was designed to prevent. He writes, you may object that the American armed forces, unlike those in Chile or Indonesia or Spain, have no precedent at all for interfering in American politics. That's true. But consider what happened in 1933 in Austria, where private citizens had increasingly been arming themselves and forming private militias. When Austria's Chancellor Engelbert Dollfuss abolished the country's legislature and established an authoritarian right-wing government, he didn't use an Austrian army to crush his left-wing political opponents. He did it with a militia of his own armed supporters. Could that be possible here? Already, plenty of Americans are asserting the right to carry guns in previously unlikely places, such as in schools and government offices. Already they are forming private militias for purposes such as patrolling the Mexican border and protecting a claimed right to graze cattle on federal lands. Again, when private citizen militias already carry guns for those purposes, it's just a matter of expanding the scope of an established principle to use guns for other purposes. I'm sorry that you don't like the fact that certain landowners say to the, you know, the Border Patrol tells them we can't be everywhere, so the Border Patrol acknowledges that a landowner can invite whomever they want to come on to their property to help protect them. They don't have any powers of arrest. And I'm sorry that you don't like what happened at the Bundy Ranch when they sent, what, aircraft and everything else to serve a, you know, to collect a bill. You probably like the no-knock warrants too, don't you? He dances around the central question posed by his thesis. You don't have to be an academic to know who's in his sights and what he means by other purposes. He's asserting that armed Americans are the enemy, that we are proto-insurrectionists leading to a military dictatorship and all the horrors that that entails. So the enemy within, if you got a question mark, go ahead and tag that. You are it. He writes, we Americans today are focused on the wrong threats to American democracy. We're obsessed with threats from overseas, from terrorists and Islamist extremists and from other countries. But realistically, while terrorists and Islamists in other countries will continue to cause trouble for us, the chance of their ending American democracy is nil. The only real threat to American democracy comes from Americans themselves. If our politicians continue to yield to pressure from extremists not to compromise and remain mired in gridlock, the majority of decent Americans may in frustration come to view an authoritarian government as the only solution to political gridlock, as a lesser evil that has to be tolerated. Now, this is where he goes into insulting our intelligence. Most of the gun owners I know are conservative people. There are liberal gun owners out there, and they, you know, more than welcome to do it, but most of the political leanings of gun owners go in that direction. But there's gun owners of every stripe. Let me not paint with too broad of a brush. He's saying that we, in a fit of anger, would lead an insurrection against an overreaching government by imposing a military government. Which, if you've ever existed in the military, oh my gosh, believe me, it really is not a democracy at all. That's the proposition he's making out here. And politicians continuing to yield to pressure. Politicians are representatives of the people that elect them, Doc. They're representatives. They have constituents. They are supposed to listen to them if they want to remain in office. They're supposed to be doing what's best for their constituents if they want to remain in office. If their constituents don't want to be ruled by some high-hat government, then they need to be listening and they need to be voting and pushing and speaking about that. That's not yielding. That's doing what they were elected to do. Refusing to compromise your principle is not extremism, especially when those principles are ones mooted by the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, which, by the way, includes the Second Amendment. It's interesting that he uses Austria to prove that armed domestic right-wing extremists are our greatest threat. You know, Mr. Diamond, the German National Socialist Party assassinated Herr Dollfuss in 1934 and annexed the country in 1938. Nor does the fact that the Austrian gun registration that led to confiscation get a look at all. Anyway, he finishes, decent Americans should learn from recent history. Compromising cherished political beliefs will be painful for both Republicans and Democrats. But the alternative, as Chileans and Spaniards can attest, might be something far more painful than compromise. This is what I love about the Pulitzer Prize-winning eggheads. They take a perfectly basic principle of freedom versus tyranny and make it so complicated that I'm not even sure if they know what they're trying to say. But the Second Amendment is part of government. It's the part that says, oh, no, you don't. Let's roll into hour number two, shall we? We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.